For Effingham Radio News, I'm Vanessa Torres. This morning, I am here with
Mark Kleineff
and
Shirley McEvers.
Oh, thank you guys so much for being here today. I really appreciate it. So we're going to be discussing the Mardi Gras Gala, right?
Yes.
So it's supposed to be on March 23rd. Now, why are you guys raising money for this?
It's for the operations of our organization. There is so many vet bills that need to be paid, the utility bills, insurance. That's always a big ticket item for us. There is two part-time staffers that are just wonderful. And like I said, it's mainly for the operations. Mark, do you want to say something on that?
Yeah, we have a lot of expenses with the dogs that we take in. We don't pick and choose the dogs. In fact, we get quite a few of them from animal control that's taken off the street. And last year alone, we had about 7 dogs with heartworm positive that cost us around $500-$600 a piece to get well again before we can adopt them out. So, yeah, that's kind of what we do.
Yeah, and we took in 132 cats and kittens last year, and majority was kittens. I would say we had 120 kittens. Most of them were being bottle fed. You buy that Potter formula, and it's like, whoa, cost-wise. That's what people say when they donate. They said they had no idea the expense of bottle feeding kittens.
Oh, yeah.
So all of our funds come from charitable events. Okay. We are a nonprofit, and we're a non-kill facility, so dogs come to us, and we find them a home eventually, one way or the other.
Mm-hmm. Same with the cats. And we've taken in several really old cats from animal control that were declawed and wouldn't have an opportunity to be adopted through their facilities. We brought them in-house. We've taken from seniors, dogs and cats, both that are elderly. The animals themselves are elderly. And most people don't understand that we receive no funding from the National Humane Society at all. It's just all locally raised. We receive no money from any government entity of any sort. So it's a nonprofit based on what the community does to help support us.
In regards to the event, I see here that you guys have a silent auction. What are some of the items available for auction?
Oh, they're still coming in. We have some cardinal tickets, for example.
Ooh,
okay. We get all sorts of gift packages from all the local merchants in town.
Nice.
They put together some of their products and whatnot, and then bundle it, put it on the silent auction.
So what are some of the locals that have put in?
Some of the locals that have put in, most of the bars in the area have always been generous. The wineries have been generous, yes. We have a lot of sponsorships. If it's hard for them to put together a basket, they will give a sponsorship. We're up to 55 already this year. And
wonderful.
The sponsorships start at 150 and go up to the $1,000 range. I mean, it's amazing. I can remember when we first started doing this back in 2009, there was zero sponsors. 2010, we had 10 sponsors, and since then, it's really have grown.
So if someone wanted to become a sponsor, what would they have to do?
They can stop by the organization and pay a sponsorship fee there. Otherwise, they can call Leslie Niebrugge. Her cell number is 217-663-0029. She does all our tickets.
Awesome. Yeah. I'll be putting this up on the website, too. So
oh, that would be great.
From there. Where are you guys located?
We're out on North 1000th Road, the old
Funkhauser Road.
It's the old Funkhauser School that we actually purchased.
Okay. Mm-hmm.
And converted.
See, I drive by there all the time. I never get to turn into the Humane Society because I'm always working. So, I want to make sure I get all the other information on here. So, let's see. I know you guys have the auction. We've already covered that. What's the 50-50 drawings?
This is where people buy a ticket, and when the total number of tickets are sold that evening, we will keep half the money, and they get the other half. And most years are generous enough that they want to donate the money right back to the organization instead of keeping it for themselves, which
aww,
is so awesome. And then we also do a card split. I think that is $5 a card.
Mm-hmm.
And we do really well. We do sell like 2 decks of cards, and it's the same. It's the same thing. It's they get to keep half the money from the card split.
Nice.
So
somebody wanted to reserve a spot. I believe reservations have to be done by the 19th, correct?
They can buy at the door, but if they want the $25 cost of the meal, and yes, they would have to pay by the evening.
No, is that by person or by table?
By person.
Okay.
And now the sponsorships are tables.
Okay.
It's $500 table and $1,000 tables.
It's a great, great evening. We're actually going to have a couple dogs out there, I think, this
year.
Yes,
we're going to have Vinny out there. He's blind and deaf. He's actually the little son of our staff member, Deb Bauer, who's also has published 3 books now on dog behavior and special training, especially of the blind and deaf dogs.
Okay.
Yeah, they're very good informational books for people to. So,
are people allowed to bring their own dogs and animals?
No.
I'm just saying, you never know. It's a question.
Yeah, I would probably say that would be a great evening, but unfortunately, not all dogs get along real well, so we wouldn't be able to put that one together.
Oh, I know. If they all did, right? Mm-hmm. It would be so much.
The meal's being prepared again this year by Martin's IGA. They do a wonderful job. They basically, it's not the standard meal. It's all Cajun food. And people actually come to it and say, you know, once a year they get the Cajun food because we have no Cajun restaurants in this area.
Well, Cajun food's awesome. Yeah. Say, I actually went to Baton Rouge a few years back.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, so hard. Thanks again so much for coming by. I mm-hmm. really do appreciate it.
Thanks for having us.
Anyone who wants to do any reservations, are they available to go online by any chance to do that or no?
Yes, there is. There's a place under events on Facebook.
Okay. Awesome. Well, we're going to have all that up on our website, like I already said before. And thank you guys again for Effingham Radio News. I'm Vanessa Torres.